This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The governor of the state of Illinois is announcing a drastic step to help contain the spread of the new coronavirus. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Illinois' governor is heeding the warning from federal health officials who say Americans really need to hunker down more to help slow the spread of the coronavirus to not overwhelm the medical system. So J.B. Pritzker announced a major step to keep people home.
I am ordering all bars and restaurants in the state of Illinois to close to the public as of the close of business Monday night.
Earlier, he blasted the Trump administration because of long lines of returning international passengers at O'Hare Airport, where some 3,000 people were crammed together in the customs area. Very close contact that's discouraged for health safety. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. Federal Reserve, meanwhile, is taking emergency action to help the economy withstand the coronavirus. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We reduced the target range for our policy interest rate by 1 percentage point.
In a conference call with reporters, Chairman Jerome Powell said the Fed will also buy $700 billion in Treasury and mortgage bonds and ease bank rules
to support the flow of credit to households and businesses.
The reason?
The virus presents significant economic challenges.
President Trump had this reaction at the White House.
We're very happy. I have to say this. I'm very happy. And they did it in one step. They didn't do it in four steps.
The Fed is also joining in a coordinated global action to ensure foreign banks continue to have access to U.S. dollars. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And Lebanon is temporarily shutting down its airport borders and ports from Wednesday until March 29th as part of a state of health emergency to combat coronavirus. It will also close all non-essential public institutions and ask that most private companies suspend work and people remain in their homes except for extreme necessity. This is VOA News. The last two major U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, spent much of the time debating about how they would handle the coronavirus outbreak differently than U.S. President Donald Trump. They were also critical of China and say that President Trump has praised the country's leadership, despite the fact that so many of its citizens protest the policies.
Yeah, I know there's a political line. I understand. China's terrible, awful, nothing ever good. Blah, 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 blah. But the fact of the matter is, China, of course, is an authoritarian society. That's what I just said.
It's a dictatorship. But
that's what I just said 5 minutes ago, you know?
Look, the idea of occasionally saying something nice about a country is one thing. The idea of praising a country that is violating human rights around the world is, in fact, makes our allies wonder what's going on. What do you think the South Koreans think when he praises China like that? What do you think the Australians believe in the shadow of China? What do you think is happening in Indonesia?
Each candidate said he would campaign for the other if their own bid for the nomination failed. Biden said if he gets the Democratic nomination, he will pick a woman for running mate. Sanders said he would in all likelihood pick a woman. Sanders and Biden are competing for the Democratic presidential nomination to face Republican President Donald Trump in November's national elections. Mr. Trump is seeking a second 4-year term in the White House. Israel's President Reuven Rivlin has denied Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the right to forge a ruling party, even after Netanyahu secured the most votes in the country's third elections. VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
Israeli opposition leader Benny Gantz will be given the first opportunity to form a new government, according to Israel's president on Sunday. Gantz, the leader of Israel's Blue and White Party, received 61 votes in the Knesset, mandating that President Reuven Rivlin allow Gantz to appoint a speaker from his party and begin pushing legislation. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party received the most votes in the early March elections, but failed to receive the support of enough allies in parliament to give his party control. Gantz will now have a month to form a coalition in the Knesset. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A top Sudanese general on Sunday said that his country would mediate a deal on an escalating dispute between Ethiopia and Egypt over Ethiopia's controversial dam on the Nile River. The deputy head of Sudan's Sovereign Council said his country would work to bridge the gap and reach an agreement in the years-long dispute. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.